This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Videos showing Planned Parenthood participation in selling and marketing abortion specimens for profit is finally hitting the abortion giant in the pocketbook. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed that Ohio law may indeed divert Medicare funding from Planned Parenthood over their alleged specimen marketing. Judge Jeffrey Sutton wrote for an 11-6 majority that Planned Parenthood does not have a 14th Amendment right to perform abortions, and the state bears no obligation to pay for abortion. When Mike DeWine was Ohio State Attorney General, he sought the ruling from the full circuit court and will now, as Ohio's governor, enforce that state law. Week one of this 40 Days for Life saw over 30 children saved. One mother chose life after finding a volunteer sign-up at her church. Look up the number 40daysforlife.com. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Republicans planning for the 2020 election say they have reason for optimism as Democrats continue holding to radical and unpopular ideals, including such a loyalty to abortion that it extends to support for abortion-related infanticides. Pro-life members continue pursuit of a discharge petition to bring to the floor of the U.S. House a vote on abortion-related infanticide. The recognition of members, the call for a vote, and the almost memorized rejection have now been repeated 16 times as of Tuesday. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.